Welcome to Beyond 100K, a special series introducing you to the MFR Coaches Beyond 100K Mastermind. Over the next few weeks, we'll bring you insightful conversations with guests who will share their experiences inside the Mastermind. From discussing strategies for creating second offers to insights on hiring additional MFR therapists, overcoming obstacles, and scaling their MFR businesses beyond the 100K milestone. Sit back and enjoy the episodes.
Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. Today is the final episode in the Beyond 100K series. So thank you for joining me today. I wanted to talk to you about thinking that you're not ready for something or thinking that things need to be in a certain order or go a certain way, or you need to have accomplished X, Y, and Z in order to be ready for something. I'm always asking my students to be on my podcast because they make the absolute best guests for this show. I do this because I think what they're doing and creating is absolutely inspiring and courageous. And I also believe it will be helpful for other people to hear their stories. I don't do it because I think they have it all figured out, don't have room to grow, are ready, or won't ever have a setback again. The thing about growing an MFR business or any business really is that you will inevitably fail. You'll fail a lot. You'll feel awful. You'll want to quit. You'll think things aren't working, even when they are. You'll forget your way. You'll forget your why. You'll have bad days. You'll wonder why you do any of this at all. You'll wonder why everything is terrible. But you'll also have days where everything is truly working, where you feel amazing, where you don't want to quit, where things are easy, and where you remember exactly why and how you do what you do. MFR therapists love to be perfect. And I think a lot of us go around really unaware of this perfectionism habit and how it keeps us small and how it keeps MFR from being mainstream and how it just slows everything down. I think a lot of us like to think of ourselves as walking around in channel three a lot of the time, but the truth is you just aren't. I work with over 100 MFR therapists right now between the Beyond 100K Mastermind and the Foundations programs. So I'm continuously up in MFR therapists' businesses, up in their brains, seeing and hearing and feeling what's going on. And MFR therapists are a lot more human than you might think. And if you're an MFR therapist and you're listening to this, I want you to remember how much of a human you are. You feel pain, you feel anxiety, you worry about doing a good job, you worry about your prices, and even when you're fully booked and making a lot of money, you worry that everything's going to go away tomorrow. This has nothing to do with not being in channel three, but I want to point out that channel three requires that you have a lot of trust. And it requires that you have that feeling of trust, that feeling of smooth sailing, that feeling of allowing, and that feeling of not judging. But when you are being human and when you are kind of out of awareness, your tendency is going to be walking around trying to be perfect. And being perfect is a really difficult place to try to grow a business from. When you want to be perfect, you don't allow yourself to fail. And what ends up happening is a whole lot of misery and a whole lot of time spent trying to figure things out so that you can avoid discomfort. So what happens is we end up living in channel 5. Your business starts to become businessy from channel 5. And at the same time, you just aren't able to control everything. So it makes you even more hyper aware of trying to be perfect and trying to control things so that you don't have to be disappointed, so that you don't have to think things are a fluke, especially when it comes to your business. You don't think you should have to fail. You don't think things should be hard, and you totally don't want to be uncomfortable or have to do things differently or find a new way when things stop working. Is this true for any of you listening? I'd like to know. If it is, you are human. Congratulations, right? I am human too. And I go through all of this too all of the time. There's not a secret life hack that gets you out of being a human unless you are a robot. Most recently, I had the stark and uncomfortable realization that I am really not good at telling people what I want, which is silly, right? Like, how hard is it to just tell people what you want? Apparently for me, it's paralyzingly difficult. I've made decisions to change my team, and in doing so, it's revealed to me how much learning I have yet to do in order to make my business run even better and perform better and feel better. This is great news, and it's also painful news. It's entirely uncomfortable. At the same time, I've been dealing with human issues with pain from having 4 bulging discs and a tear in my lumbar spine. It's been excruciating. So take your regular business issues and add some sort of pain issue on top, or take your business issues and add in a family disagreement or a sick parent or a child or friend. Life just doesn't stop lifing because we have a successful business, or because we're really good at what we do, or because our clients are having good outcomes. Life just keeps lifing all the time, no matter what. And I don't share this with you to be a Debbie Downer. I just want you to know that so often and so regularly, people think when something goes wrong, or they're having a difficult period in their life, or they have a spine issue, right? Or they herniate a disc, something happens, you hurt your wrist, that there's always a lesson in that, or you've done something to deserve it, or there's a reason why. And sometimes there is, and sometimes it's literally just lifing. I say this to say that there likely won't be a time where you feel like you've made it. And if there is, it will be so brief, you'll actually want to chase that feeling instead of just thinking about what created it in the first place. What was I thinking that created this feeling of arrival? If you know what it is, you can think it and feel it whenever you want. If you need to have a 10K month to be successful, you'll hit it. And then what will happen if you don't do it the next month? Is that failure? Do you then discount everything you've already done? If you think you need to have 12, 15K months in a row in order to be successful enough to share your story, or in order to have made it, what's going to happen if on month 11 you don't make it? And what happens if that is your measure of success and you do make it? What happens in month 13? What happens if the entire time it's been excruciating and awful because you don't realize the amount of pressure you're putting on yourself to be good enough, to finally feel good enough, to finally feel successful? A lot of these things can be really subtle. It can seem like I'm just trying really hard to have a successful business, but it's covered in I'm never going to be good enough. And I want you to question good enough. Good enough for what? When will you arrive? When will the time to say yes to something as simple as being a guest on the show? Like, when will it be time to say yes? When will it be good enough to celebrate what you've already accomplished? When can the world be shown what you've created so far and it be enough, knowing that more is yet to come? How much will you hold yourself back by waiting to be enough, by waiting to solve all of the problems before you can move into the next level? Have you ever noticed how much we love stories? I don't know if you're like me, but I love listening and hearing people's stories. And I feel like the more things that happen and maybe go wrong or go right, go wrong, go right, and all the twists and turns, the better the story. No one loves the story where someone walked into a room, got everything they wanted, and exited the room. That is a boring, boring story. We like the twists and turns. We like the part where you did the thing and then there was a setback and then you overcame the thing and then you got to where you wanted to go and you were excited about it. And life kept lifing because it's relatable. We like stories that we can relate to or aspire to be like or be influenced or excited by so that we can cheer people on. And we don't need people to be perfect or finished or know everything. In fact, I think we don't like those things. At least I don't. We don't need you to have all the months in a row at your highest number in order to be worthy of being recognized. The same is true for students who are thinking about coming to coaching, to the Foundations program, but they're worried that they don't know enough or they're worried that they're not ready. And the same is true about joining the mastermind. I get the same objections. I don't know if I'm ready. I haven't done this, this, or this yet, so I'm going to wait. But the doors are open now. Now is the opportunity. So the only prerequisites for joining the mastermind is that you are close to being fully booked or already fully booked. This number will be different for everyone. You've made at least $50,000 in your MFR business in the last 12 months. And the most important thing is that you want to continue to grow, that you're not waiting for the opportunity. You're seizing the opportunity to grow, to continue to grow your business, your capacity to be seen, your capacity to receive, your mindset around money and wealth and what you want to do with that, and that you want to learn advanced methods for selling MFR so that you can love selling MFR even more and help even more people. There are limited spots available, so now is the time to look deep and ask yourself what good it serves you to wait, what good it serves you to wonder if you're good enough. Just decide that you are and fill out the application. The worst thing that will happen if you're not accepted is that you'll just apply again when it opens the next time. But you will have tried the process, so it won't be new to you next time. You will have overcome thoughts that would have kept you from applying and done the things that help you to apply. I'm looking for leaders in the MFR community that are going to make MFR mainstream, who will reject settling for less because that's just the way it's always been done, who will sell MFR with confidence, and who will get their clients the best results using their hands-on training to the best of their ability. I'm looking for people who want to love selling MFR and make offers to clients that will literally change their lives. I'm not looking for people who want a life hack to their business, who want me to tell them what to do but aren't interested in doing all of it because they already know everything, who don't want to work hard at something or who don't want to work hard. Now, this program isn't hard, but it isn't about doing things without working at it. It will be easy, but it will also be hard. It will be rewarding. You will think differently when we work together in the mastermind. You will leave behind old patterns and old thoughts that have kept you from being as big as you were intended to be. You'll be more open to being seen and heard, and this will help you grow your business beyond 100K. It is about scaling the things you think about yourself, scaling who you show up as, and not waiting to be ready. So if this is you and you aren't ready, but you are brave, join me. If this is you and you are ready and you are brave, let's get it. Applications will close on April 19th. This program will not be offered again in 2024. So join now and create the future of your MFR business that you never knew was available. And for anyone who has been waiting to be successful, waiting to accept the invitation to be on the podcast, waiting to join the Foundations program, waiting to sign up for another MFR seminar, waiting to be good enough for X, Y, and Z. I want to challenge you to do something that you've been waiting for. Say yes to it before you're ready and figure out who you need to be, what skill you need to learn, and how to show up for the thing even before you're ready. You will collapse time doing that, and you will impress yourself, and you will flex muscles that you didn't know you had in order to create the strength to do these things. And the more often you do it, the more often you create room for possible failure, the quicker you will grow. And you will expand that capacity to feel uncomfortable while doing big things. You weren't born to play it safe. You were born to help people get out of pain and back to active lifestyles. So come and make MFR mainstream with me. Let's do this together. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to see you again. Again, the mastermind is for people who have worked with me in some capacity before. So I'm calling all of you back. Let's do more together. Let's expand where you've gotten yourself and let's go further. Please visit my website, www.themfrcoach.com, and look for the mastermind tab to apply. I'll see you all next week on a regular episode of the MFR Coaches podcast. Bye.
Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and rate and review the podcast. I appreciate it. For more information, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach. And check out my website, www.themfrcoach.com, for more information. If you are currently not working 20 hours or less and making six figures in your MFR business, I want to help you change that. Make sure you tune into the show and get on my email list so you never miss out on important trainings and information. To be the first to find out when we are enrolling next for my 12-month Business Foundations coaching program, get on that email list at www.themfrcoach.com/join. Inside this program, you'll learn how to raise your rate, overcome objections, and sell MFR. You'll become the MFR therapist that never under-earns and never burns out. It's up to us to make MFR mainstream, and it starts with you and your successful MFR practice. See you next week.